And if there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask, well,
did you have a good time?
Or you wanted to know which people had gone.
Oh, who went?
Uh-huh. What about who all went?
Who all went? That's common.
And if there's a group of children out playing, and they obviously belong to more than one family, you want to know, you know, who they belong to, you'd say, well,
who's all those kids?
Okay. Would you ever say, who all's children are they?
Who all's children? I guess so.
Okay. And if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear, you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask, well,
what all did he say?
Okay. And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
himself.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say, he better do it
himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread?
Okay. What different kinds of bread?
Corn bread? Light bread?
What's light bread made out of?
It's the bread like you buy. It's made from the flour, the seasonings, and the yeast, mm-hmm. which makes it rise. And then we have commonly known as the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
The light bread is bakery bread.
Mm-hmm.
You seldom ever see it made in the homes.
Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of things made out of cornmeal? What different?
Well, you have the cornbread, you have the grits,
mm-hmm.
you have the hominy, you have...
What about something you can make to eat with fish?
Hush puppies.
What do they look like?
They're cornmeal mixed up and dropped into very hot grease or fat and fried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more likely kind of roundish in shape with jagged edges on them.
Mm-hmm. About an inch or so long? Or?
More or less, they'll come out kind of all kind of shapes. It all depends on how hot your grease is and
mm-hmm.
how they drop from your spoon into the grease as you mm-hmm. drop them in as to what shape they'll take.
What about something they could just take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and make something you could eat with a spoon?
Gruel.
Okay. Anything else like that?
Mush. Mm-hmm. Take cornmeal and cook it that way. Make it just fairly thick. And what we used to call mush.
Mm-hmm.
And was eaten most of the time with milk.
Mm-hmm. What about the gruel?
The gruel was generally made when a person was sick and didn't feel like eating too much of anything. Lots of time they take the cornmeal and drop it into a little boiling water
mm-hmm.
and make it kind of a light liquid out of it and maybe put a little milk in it
mm-hmm.
and a little seasoning.
It was thinner than the mush?
Paper? Yeah, it was thinner than the mush, yes.
Did you ever hear of anything called a corn dodger?
Mm-hmm.
Now what was that?
Well, it was an expression used for cornbread.
Uh-huh. They just call it?
Corn dodger.
Mm-hmm. And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you might say a sack might have 5 or 10.
5 or 10 pounds, 25 pounds, 50 pounds.
Okay.
Or half a barrel.
Uh-huh. And something that's made, has a hole in the center.
It's a donut.
Okay. Are there different kinds? There are different names for kinds of donuts?
Oh, yes. There's quite a few different donuts. The fact is, we